Thankfully, they've all trained today. You know, we managed to look after Reese, Ender, Keegs, Richie and Cops, and to be fair to them, they were flying today. So, as disappointed as we were to lose the game, the positives are that we managed to rest the guys up and going into a busy period. I think that was important as well.
Yeah, do you have to do that, focus on the positives when you've had such disappointment, I guess?
Yeah, you do. I always try and focus on the positives anyway. It's the way I am. And, yeah, you know, Nathan's got an outside chance.
Dean tweaked his groin when he came back from South Africa, and he's been struggling along with it. And he was going to play Tuesday night. He was going to start Tuesday night. But he tweaked it in training on Monday. He's been out doing a little bit with the physio today, and like Nathan, he'll be touch and go for Saturday.
With Nathan, is it a case of maybe not risking him at this stage? Like you say, you've got a lot of games coming up, haven't you?
Yeah, he's done a bit of work with the physios and the fitness coaches today, so we'll see how he reacts tomorrow and see if he's available. You know, if he's fit and he says he's fit, he'll be involved on Saturday, but we'll wait and see.
Yeah, because he'll be chomping at the bit, won't he, to get back going again, because he's seen that Theo Robinson's coming and filled his place. And
yeah, he will do, and it'll keep them all on their toes as well. You know, Nathan's been excellent for us since he's been in. So if he is available for the weekend, fantastic. If he's not, then you know we're guaranteed he'll be fit for next week.
Ender Stevens has extended his loan as well. Just talk us through your thinking there. It had to be all done and dusted, so he's with you until January now.
Yeah, he is. And I think Ender's got the people who have seen us consistently recently. He's got better and better every game. You know, the last couple of games he's played for us, Oldham on Saturday, I thought he was excellent. And he's playing in a back 4/5 at the minute that are doing really well. So it was important we keep that continuity going in the back 4/5 as well.
Can you look even further down the line as well? When we spoke to him a few weeks ago, he was saying he thinks his future's away from Aston Villa. So can you already be looking further down the line?
We're always looking further down the line. But for the time being, Villa have allowed him to stay with us. He's happy staying with us, and we're more than happy to have him. So that's something that we'll address close to the time in January.
What are the chances of making some of these moves permanent, do you think? We spoke about extending them, didn't we, the other day, but what about permanent moves? Maybe your Andy Butlers and even your Ender Stevens, possibly.
Yeah, look, it's not something we've spoke to the players or their parent clubs about. You know, ideally, we would like to keep them. I think for the time being, it's important we show respect to their other clubs, and before we come out publicly and say anything, is to go and speak to them, you know. I know Paul Lambert, who's a Scotland teammate of mine at Aston Villa, and I know Nigel at Sheffield United, and I would never come out and say anything publicly until I've spoke to them myself.
Yeah, Nigel has said as well, he pretty much the same as you, we're going to speak to him within the next couple of weeks and see what the latest is.
Nearer the time, that was always the plan when we initially got him, and as I said, Nigel's somebody I've known for a long time, so I think it's important that manager to manager, regardless of whether you know them or not, that you speak to them first before you come out and say anything in public.
I wanted to just follow up on Billy Whitehouse and his game the other night. We spoke to him after we spoke to you, and he came across really well, I thought. For a young lad, he seemed really composed and really settled, and said some quite interesting and quite thoughtful stuff.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. It might surprise you.
Yeah, no, Billy's a good kid. You know, I said after the game the other night there that he was somebody that really impressed us when he played with the youth team in the games we watched last year. He made the step up to the development squad while he was still in the youth setup, and he's the one thing he's got is a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of energy and a lot of desire to improve himself. His attitude's fantastic, and that's something that struck everybody in the club since he signed professional terms and been involved in the first team. We felt it was right. You know, he's been on the bench a couple of times. He got on down at Burton to make his debut, and we felt it was right then the other night there to give him his first start.
And I'm told as well that he still goes and watches the youth games as well, because he says if it wasn't for that system he's come through, he wouldn't be where he is now.
Yeah, and you know, that's what I mean, he's watching the youth team. If he's not involved with the development squad, he's there. And I take a lot of note of what our young kids do off the pitch as well, you know, like on a Thursday when all the youth team are at college, and there's kit that needs to get brought in, if there's bibs that need to get picked up, if there's goals that needs to get put away, but Billy's the one that's out there doing it himself, so I'm always watching them, and that's something as well that's impressed me, Billy, because he's got that attitude off the pitch.
Is that something you did when you were a youngster?
I did, but I think he's doing the same as I used to do, and used to try and make sure the manager was watching you when you were doing it so they could take note.
The youth system here, how well do you think it's going under Rob Jones at the moment? Because we can talk about Billy, we talk about Liam Wakefield coming through as well, can't we? Jack McKay's been on the bench as well for you.
Yeah, and I think it goes back to Paul Wilson and Paul Stanicliffe. You know, they bring the players through the youth setup. We're trying to slowly but surely put structure in that we can bring them through. You know, already we've seen Mitchell Lund, Liam Wakefield, Harry Middleton's been on the bench this year, Alex Peterson's been on the bench, Billy's made his debut as well, and it's something that going forward that we want to try and do. It's very difficult to put them all in at the same time and all in at once. I don't think it's fair on them, But to have them in around the senior setup, I mean, that group I've just mentioned, they train every day with the first team, and they're a big part of the squad, and we want to bring them through, and it bodes well for the future, because if kids that, so I've been told, have previously went to so-called bigger Yorkshire clubs from the Doncaster area, if we show that we're going to give our own kids a chance here, then we've got a better chance of signing them at a younger age.
Yeah, it's so key for a club such as Doncaster, isn't it, that, like you say, there are other clubs around here within the catchment area that can take those kids as well.
Yeah, when I first took the job, I know it was a big gripe with a lot of the fans, that a lot of Doncaster kids were going to other clubs, and it's something that we've tried to put in place, that we want the school kids, the youth clubs, you name it, whatever it is, we want to make sure we're out there scouting them, but first and foremost, to do that, they need to see that they'll get an opportunity to come here and play.
And I know you want to blood them into your side, but is the next step for some of them to go out, maybe drop down into League 2 in the top tiers of non-league, to get some experience playing first team football?
Yeah, there is, and there was a slight chance one or two might have went out before the window, but we felt that the players that we're talking about were better staying with us over the Christmas period, being involved in the squad, maybe getting a bit of game time. There's a lot of development games coming up as well, so we felt it was important at that time to keep them together and reassess it again in January.
Home form, I'm going to come on to it again with you, probably for the second or third time this week, but it's another chance to get that home form going here, isn't it? Lack of goals has been a real issue here at the Keepmoat Stadium.
Yeah, it has, and you know, there's no getting away from that. We've got a big game Saturday. It's a game we want to win, but we've sat down and spoke at length about the home form, and that's something I'll keep to myself at the minute. But it needs to pick up. You know, I think our last two home games, the Sheffield United game, we should have won. Another night there, we should have won. So we're not far away, but we need to start taking our away form and the way we're playing away from home, creating chances, scoring goals, winning games, not getting beat, and bringing that back here.
How do you make it more difficult for sides coming here then to the Keepmoat, do you think?
By defending properly. But in saying that, you know, the other night there, Notts County scored with the first shot and goal in the second half. Sheffield United scored with the first shot and target in the second half. So sometimes when things are going against you, these sort of things tend to happen. But that's something that we can't play on. We have to be mentally strong. And go out there, and as I said, take the performances we've had recently away from home, play the football we know we can play, but play it in front of our own fans.
Yeah, I know it's an obvious thing to say, but it is where the majority of Doncaster fans will see their football, isn't it?
Of course there is, there's no shying away from that. Our fans have been fantastic, you know, and they're desperate, as we are, to see us come and perform here. We've shown we can do it away from home. We've shown in fits and starts, nowhere near as often as we would have liked when we've been here. And on Saturday we want to go out all guns blazing and get that elusive victory at home, if anything, to stop you talking about it.
What do you make to Gillingham then? They're the next visitors here. What do you make to them at the moment?
Yeah, it's important we don't look too much into their position in the table, because they've turned a corner recently. You know, I think they're unbeaten in the last five or six games, which shows that they've got some sort of resilience about them. They've got a good manager, experienced manager in Peter Taylor. They've got some good experienced players there as well, so we know that we're going to, you know, they went and beat Leighton Orient last week, and they're in a little bit of good form at the minute, so as much as we really want to take the game to them and go out there on the front foot on Saturday, we've got to be wary of them, because like any team in this league, they're a threat.
You mentioned Peter Taylor. If you're at one end of the spectrum of making your way into managerial career, he's at the other end, isn't he? He's been around for years.
Yeah, he's not that old, I don't think. I actually played under him for a brief spell when he was manager at Crystal Palace, yeah. And he signed me. But he's a good guy, really good footballing guy as well, loads of experience. Somebody getting ready for dinner over there.
It sounds like it, yeah. Christmas dinners are going on.
So, you know, his experience and his know-how and everything else, well, that alone will mean it'll be a difficult game on Saturday.